sector as well. James Wells reports chasing the American dream has gotten, however, a lot tougher for some.
Foreign tourists to the United States helped support nearly 2 million jobs and brought in over $130 billion last year. But travel executives meeting in Las Vegas are talking about the $500 trillion they say didn't come here over what they call the lost decade. Since 9/11, visa requirements have gotten much stricter for tourists and business people coming from emerging markets like China, India, and Brazil. It can sometimes take 100 days to get a visa, and in the end, a lot of money that could be spent here is spent elsewhere.
If you go to Brazil, which is as big as the United States, there's only four places in Brazil where you go for your interview. Can you imagine if you had to go to Chicago, Pittsburgh, Miami, or Detroit for your visa? You wouldn't go from L.A. You'd stay in L.A. It has to become a priority. It has to become a presidential priority. There's no win in it for the State Department. One bad person comes in, and everybody starts pointing fingers. People have to step back and take a look at the economy, what it does for diplomacy, and what it does for jobs, and make it a priority.
No one wants things changed more than hard-hit Las Vegas and California, which thinks U.S. consulates and embassies need to add more visa officers and change their attitude.
Those are really sales offices for the United States. And so from a business standpoint, if you know you've got people who are lined up and you've got a 100-day wait to get a visa application approved, let's do things to streamline that.
Should they be sales offices?
Well, yes, they do, because they represent America. They are America in the marketplace itself.
For example, when we were able to get visa waiver out of South Korea, in 1 year, just the L.A. regional tourism economy increased visits and spending by almost 20% for South Korea in just 1 year.
Here's an example of what the U.S. is missing out on. The U.S. Travel Association says the United States is the number one dream destination for Chinese tourists, but because it's so hard to get a visa, they end up going to Europe. Last year, 800,000 Chinese visitors came to the U.S. Nearly a million went to France. I'm Jane Wells, CNBC Asia, reporting from Las Vegas.